One ordinary evening, the Bennett family's world explodes into chaos. Jason Bennett is driving his family home after his daughter Allison's victorious field hockey game when a pickup truck aggressively tailgates them through Chester County's scenic roads. When the truck suddenly blocks their path, two armed men emerge demanding their car. In the terrifying moments that follow, their protective dog Mooney lunges at one of the carjackers who shows interest in Allison. A shot rings out. Blood pours from Allison's neck wound as Jason desperately presses his shirt against it while his 13-year-old son Ethan calls 911. Then comes another shocking twist. One carjacker shoots the other before fleeing. Hours later, in a harshly lit hospital waiting room, the Bennett family clings to hope. Lucinda anxiously talks about Allison's plans, the homecoming dress they were supposed to shop for, her hair appointment, her excitement about her boyfriend Troy. But beneath their reassurances runs a current of pure parental terror. When the doctor appears with that grave expression, their worst fears materialize. Allison is gone. The bullet severed her jugular veins, causing massive blood loss. Despite transfusions, she suffered cardiac arrest. How quickly life can shatter. One moment driving home celebrating a victory, the next losing everything that matters most. And this is just the beginning of the Bennett family's nightmare. The doorbell rings at 3:15 a.m. FBI agents Kingston and Wiki deliver shocking news. The carjacking wasn't random. John Milo and victim George Varia Jr. belonged to a powerful opioid distribution network, likely fleeing after killing two dealers when they encountered the Bennetts. Kingston explains Milo will probably frame Jason for Jr.'s murder rather than admit to Big George, the organization's kingpin, that he killed his son. The entire Bennett family is now a target. "We have to leave, tonight," Kingston insists. "Enter witness protection immediately." The family gathers in their kitchen, surrounded by memories, the Tuscan gold paint, height markings on the doorframe. Lucinda worries about her mother with Alzheimer's. Ethan pleads to stay. Jason knows they have no choice. "We can't look over our shoulder for the rest of our lives." At their new temporary home between marsh and beach, Jason watches a blue heron fly overhead, seeing it as Allison's soul taking flight. The blows keep coming. The Bennetts can't attend Allison's funeral for security reasons. Jason's office building and home burn down, while Lucinda's studio is vandalized. All coordinated attacks. In witness protection, Jason discovers a citizen detective website suggesting he murdered his family and fled. Even friends doubt him. The family continues to fracture. Ethan isolates himself. Their dog Mooney runs away. Then the most devastating revelation. Jason learns Lucinda had an affair with Paul Hart, a lawyer representing Milo and the Varia organization. When confronted, Lucinda reveals Hart's chilling threat. "I could have Jason killed. I know people." The carjacking may have been a targeted hit. Later, Jason overhears FBI agent Riley saying, "Milo is a psycho, but if he delivers Big George, he's worth it." The FBI has been lying. They're protecting Allison's killer to build a case against Big George. Distrusting the FBI and devastated by his wife's betrayal, Jason takes action. At Junior's funeral, he watches for the dark BMW from the attack while an elderly man warns him his identity is known. Jason poses as a courier at the funeral home, collects flower cards, and discovers Big George's address. In Philadelphia, while waiting to follow Paul Hart to Milo, Jason witnesses Hart's death when the same BMW crashes into him. At Hart's girlfriend Contessa's apartment, he finds her hanging, another murder staged as suicide. Jason identifies the BMW driver as North Philly Phil Nerone and tricks him into calling Big George. At their Valley composting meeting, Milo appears instead. Jason bluffs that he's arranged for Big George to learn Milo killed Junior and is an FBI informant. Nerone draws his gun, but Milo fires first, killing Nerone and a security guard before Jason escapes. After escaping Milo, Jason contacts Big George Varia, who reveals he arranged for Milo to be an FBI informant. However, Milo is double-crossing George, who's dying of cancer. Jason discovers why he was targeted. A photo from Guantanamo shows Senator Michael Ricks present during Jason's birthday cruise, proof the senator lied about being in the infirmary during Rohan Doha's torture and death. This evidence would destroy Ricks' presidential ambitions, explaining the deleted files and assassination attempt. Jason realizes Paul Hart's affair with Lucinda was meant to find this photo, and when she ended it, they hired Milo to eliminate Jason. The conspiracy connecting Ricks, the CIA, and Milo means his family remains in danger. Racing to Delamere, Jason learns Milo has captured his family and Dom. When FBI agent Wiki drives him to a supposed command center, Jason grows suspicious, forces the car off a bridge, and learns Dom rescued Lucinda and Ethan before Milo arrived. Wiki confesses to betraying them to Milo, who brought two associates, Carl, ex-CIA, and David, GVO. Jason reunites with Dom, Lucinda, and Ethan at Uncle Tig's place in West Philadelphia, where Dom had rescued them after spotting suspicious activity. Uncle Tig and his friends, the sexy black musketeers, offer their help. They set a trap at an abandoned Roper Crane facility near the Philadelphia airport. Dom positions Jason to observe from the offices while the others prepare, though Tig secretly gives Jason a gun and modifies the plan to include him if necessary. When Milo's crew arrives, a firefight erupts. Dom takes an arm wound as Jason returns fire, and one of Tig's friends is injured. As Jason deliberately exposes himself to draw out Milo, SUVs arrive, George Recoria with reinforcements. George's crew creates a deadly crossfire. In the final standoff, George hits Milo, who goes down shooting, but George is also hit. Dying, George reveals he called Agent Riley, knowing Riley wouldn't need Milo once Jason was eliminated. With his last breath, George asks for a prayer, claiming victory as he dies. 6 months after Allison's murder, Jason confronts Senator Ricks at a congressional hearing, sending his assistant the birthday photo, proving Ricks lied about his Gitmo whereabouts. Jason watches with satisfaction as realization hits the senator. In the epilogue, Jason, Lucinda, and Ethan plant a magnolia tree for Allison near her soccer goalposts. Jason's business now operates with "We're Your Type" instead of "Our Word is Law," reflecting his shift toward truth and love. Senator Ricks has resigned, awaiting indictment, while Agent Riley serves 20 years. As Jason hangs a silver great blue heron tag on Allison's tree inscribed, "We will always love you, Allison. Soar high, sweet girl," he breaks down, embraced by Lucinda and Ethan. The Bennetts' journey shows how tragedy can forge stronger bonds through forgiveness. By choosing family over pride, Jason finds a path through grief. Though Allison is gone, the Bennetts remain a family of four, carrying her memory as they rebuild.